You're on 981-2NM. Brittany Elise has a new single out. It's called House, A Home. Let's have a listen to a bit of it.
Simple little things like that makes his house a home.
Well, that sounds absolutely delightful, and the delightful Brittany Elise joins us to have a chat about it. How are we doing, Brittany?
Very good, thank you. How are you?
Not too bad. How do we make a house a home, Brittany?
Oh, look, it's one of those things, hey. I really wanted to write a song that everyone lives in a house, but, you know, when you go to your childhood home, what is it that makes it homey? And that's when I started listing all of these things. It's dad's shoes at the front door because he's home from shift work, you know, and the smell of mum's cooking and the blanket on the couch that doesn't, you know, the furniture that matches nothing at all, but it just makes it homey. And yeah, I wanted to just bring all of that together into a beautiful family home song. And that's what you got today with House of Home.
When we think about the homes that we've lived in, it's not really the four walls. It's not where the kitchen is or anything like that. It's about the events and the people that we experience it with, isn't it?
Yeah, exactly right. You know, it's the laughter, it's the tears, it's all of it, hey. It's, you know, you can't have, it's the memory, you know, whatever you create.
Is there a home that you think of when you're singing this song? Is that something that comes into your mind when you're performing it?
Yeah, absolutely. I'm from Mackay in North Queensland, and it's that house, that old brick house on the hill, you know, it creates all those memories. They come flashing back where I wrote my first song, you know, where we, you know, you went through it all. So, yeah, love reminiscing on those moments in this song.
We do like to reminisce, don't we? What is it about that? It's a little bit like daydreaming, but there's a little bit more invested, isn't it?
Yeah, exactly right. And it's actually great. Like, I've got some of my best mates have heard the song, obviously, now that it's out, and they're like, oh, I can picture everything you're saying, absolutely everything you're saying, you know, that your old bike that's on the front porch, and, you know, like, it's so good.
That's one of the things about a really good song, and I'm sure you appreciate this more than anybody else, is the theatre that it creates in your mind. If you can see those things, then you really engage with it.
Yeah, exactly right. And that's, as an artist, that's my aim. Just how much relatability can you put in a song? And I'm sure people have got, you know, I've got my old grandma's clock, but, you know, I'm sure everyone's got their own item that they put to it when they hear those lyrics.
That's an excellent point. I've got my old father's grandfather clock that still sits around the house, so when I see it, I think of him. It's that sort of stuff, isn't it?
Yeah, exactly right. Grandma's clock chimes on the hour every hour. You know, 2 a.m., it's beautiful. But, yeah, it's just those special things that create it.
Unfortunately, my wife is not a fan of the clock. It's been silenced because she can't handle the ticking and the chime. But whenever she goes away, I fire it back up again just to remind myself.
Yeah, we're a bit the same.
So are you going to be touring to support your single? Where are you off to?
Yeah, absolutely. We're just fine-tuning the details now. I think it was one of those things, you know, three postponements from COVID. But we're hitting the road again. We've got Queensland shows planned at the minute, and New South Wales, Victoria shows. We're just obviously holding out with COVID.
Yeah.
But planned for the end of this year, hopefully 2022. Early 2022 if we can't get there this year.
It's like every schedule should have COVID-dependent automatically stamped down the bottom, shouldn't it?
Yes, exactly right.
Brittany, it's a lovely song, House or Home. Thank you very much for joining us. Hopefully we'll see you in the Hunter Valley at some stage in the near distant future.
Would absolutely love that. Thank you so much. Appreciate that.